la 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 la.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And we come together. I sense we're kind of already feeling the energy of Rosh Hashanah. And we're very much a community tonight, that our hearts are in many places. Some of us have had difficult and tragic events this past week, and some of us have had joyous events this week. Some of us are blessed with family. And the High Holy Days are that time of reflection. We just had Tat Shabbat and the pre-KK family dinner. Rabbi Rappaport's absolutely incredible with all of the kids. And so this year I'm doing family programming, and it's, you know, how do you make it meaningful? Of course, you know, very few times as a senior rabbi I get to make a coloring book. And it was all about Rosh Hashanah can be. And yeah, it was just so much fun to find pictures on the internet of all of the things Rosh Hashanah can be. Rosh Hashanah can be saying Shana Tova to our family and friends. And Rosh Hashanah can be a sweet golden piece of around challah. And Rosh Hashanah can be going to shul. And Rosh Hashanah can be hearing the shofar. And Rosh Hashanah can be apples and honey. And all of the sweetness, all of the things it can be, and all the things we can do this coming year as a community. I'd like to invite the Kleinmans now to come and to light the candles.
for we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles. Let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lechad likner, lechad likner shel Shabbat.
We read together on page 5 at the top. A source of light and truth, creator of the eternal law of goodness and of the impulse within us for justice and mercy, we pray that this hour of worship may be one of vision and inspiration together. Help us to find knowledge by which to live. Lead us to take the words we shall speak into our hearts and our lives. Bless all who enter this sanctuary in search and in need, all who bring to this place the offerings of their hearts. May our worship lead us to acts of kindness, peace, and love. Amen. We continue with Shalom Aleichem, page 10. It was when we entered the year 2000, there were, scenes from around the world of the new year starting in one time zone, then another time zone, then another time zone. And you could think of that with Shabbat, the way that synagogues are traditionally face east or face towards Jerusalem, and then everyone will turn and face the door to welcome the Sabbath bride. And so thinking of moving from one time zone to another, each congregation turning, and in its turn, welcoming the Sabbath bride. L'chadodi.
L'chadodi. L'chadodi.
Remain standing for the Baruch Hu on 17.
I am I, oh.
18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise your name. Blessed is God, who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bonds with generations rest the Torah. Continue with the Shema on page 12. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol meodecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'beitecha u'lechtecha v'aderech ושחבך ובקומך, וקשרתם לעוד על ידך, והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני Adonaiha, Asher Hotseti Hem Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Leo Lahem Wegohi, Ani Adonai Elohechem. We've been moved in the past week by all of the young people throughout the world who have protested because of concern for the environment. And it's an incredible, incredible mass movement, each individual working to make a difference, to call attention to what we must do. And freedom, freedom from the hurt that will be if we don't protect our environment now, will come not by the great things from the top, but also by each doing their individual one, two, and three things. Mi Chamocha reminds us of that call to unite with others to bring redemption to our world.
Mi Chamocha Be'elim Adonai, Mi Chamocha Nedar B'Kodesh, No
You look on page 25, there's a picture of our sukkah. And Museum of Living Jewish Heritage in New York on the floor, the first floor, which talks about life before the Second World War, there is a sukkah tapestry that some people have a tradition of making tapestries or special decorations that would go up in the sukkah. This one had the ushpizin, the one with the traditional seven guests that were greeted. And it made me think of our sanctuary as a sukkah of peace with our tapestries all around and the peace that we bring together by being here as a community. We continue with Ashkivena.
Tefillah on page 29. Please rise. Adonai, Sifatai Tivtach. Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei avotenu ve'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, ve'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, ve'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'Zocher Chastei Avot V'Imahot, Umevi G'ula Livnei V'Nehem, L'Ma'an Shemo B'Ahava,
Melech Ozer U'Moshiach U'Magen,
Baruch
Ata Adonai,
Magen
Avraham
V'Esrat
Sarah,
Ata Gibor La'olam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Ata Rav Lehoshia, Mechalkel Chayim V'Chesed, Mechaye Hakol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim V'Rovech Olim, U'Matir Asurim, U'Mekayeh Emunato
Rishenei Afar,
Mi Chamocha Ba'al Gidurot,
U'Mi Domelach,
Melech Meimit Mechayeh U'Matzniach Yeshua, V'Ne'eman Atal HaChayot
Hakol,
Baruch Atah Adonai, Mechayeh Hakol. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. The middle of page 35. We pray that our worship, especially as we are about to embark on our high holy days, that our prayers will be sincere, honest, and authentic. Our prayers will help move us closer to living our best lives. Together, be gracious, O eternal our God, to your people Israel, and receive our prayers with love. O may our worship always be acceptable to you. Fill us with the knowledge that you are near to all who seek you in truth. Let our eyes behold your presence in our midst and in the midst of our people in Zion. Blessed is the Eternal, whose presence gives life to Zion and all Israel. We pray on the eve of this new year for peace within our communities and our world. The words Tusim Shalom are in your service folder.
Oh,
continue each with the prayers of our own hearts.
So
Nimrefi,
Vegyon
Libi, Lefanecha, Yehiyu Liratzon, Nimrefi, Vegyon Libi, Lefanecha, Adonai Tzuri, Adonai Tzuri, Vego Ali, Yehiyu Liratzon, Imrefi, Vegyon Libi, Lefanecha, Yehiyu Liratzon, Imrefi, Vegyon Libi, Lefanecha, Adonai Tzuri, Vego Ali, Adonai Tzuri, Adonai Tzuri, Vego Ali.
As we begin a new year, we keep in our hearts prayers for those friends, family, community members who are ill and in need of healing. We pray that the year ahead will bring them healing, will bring all of us good health. We continue with Misha Berach on page 45.
Find the courage to make our lives a blessing, and let us say, Amen. Misha Berach Imoteinu Mikor HaBracha those in need of healing with refuah shlema, the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
Everyone in here knows that we have a new month starting in a couple of days, the month of Tishrei, the first month of the new year. So we will say the blessing, hoping that this month will be a good month for us and our entire community. Page 50. And we continue together. According to our calendar, the new month of Tishrei begins on Sunday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort. And let us say, Amen.
So I want to really take a moment to thank Rachel and Rob. It's just phenomenal having you here and everything you do for us each week. So really, thank you so very, very much. And thank you, microphone, if you'll be willing to stay upright for me here. There we go. So this is the season of college orientation, of high school orientation. Students of law, medicine, learning about tremendous workloads, and even at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, things are beginning to happen there. And it's, what have I gotten myself into? So one year I was helping with the new student orientation, and my friend Larry, he was the chair of the orientation committee. And you know, he got up to speak, and he was aware of the rumors, the anxiety, what would classes be like, how is the faculty, and what's the administration. And without really thinking about it, he said something that was prophetic. He said, I just want you to remember one thing. You can make your experience here at HUC heaven, or you can make your experience here hell, and we want you to know that the college will support you in whatever decision you make. Larry didn't make it through the end of rabbinic school. So was the laughter at an inadvertent choice of words. But when you think about it, you can make your experience, or you can make your experience heaven, or you can make your experience hell, bespeaks a way of how do we look at the world. And as we're coming into Rosh Hashanah, as we're taking this time of reflection, what are the lenses about how we look at the world? So one of the names for Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hara'at Ha'olam, the day of the world's creation. I love the sixth day. If, you know, they say, what's your favorite verse in the Bible? More often than not, I will say, let us make human beings in the divine image, male and female, God created them. Rabbi David Cooper, who wrote the book God is a Verb, does a lot with meditation, with mysticism. He has this guided meditation, and he takes one through the body, the emotions, the intellect, and the spirit. And he says, think of your physical body. Think of your height. Think of your size. Think of your flexibility. Think of your abilities. then think of your emotional makeup. Things that you get very excited about. Are you more outgoing? Are you more quiet? Think of your intellectual makeup. Are you more analytical? Are you more intuitive? He wasn't doing the Myers-Briggs, but I'm using some of those examples. And then he said, with that exact body, that exact emotional constitution, and that exact intellectual makeup, imagine yourself sitting at a banquet in the heavens with everybody that is a part of your life. And imagine that you have a gift to bring into the world, and that you have that exact body, that exact emotional makeup, and that exact intellectual framework to bring that gift to humanity. And so as we begin with the holidays, I like to think of that idea as a starting point, that each of us has a gift to bring into the world. So how do we view the world? You know, the old joke about the Jewish parent, you know, don't bother, I'll sit in the dark. But I'm always struck by the work of Dr. Douglas McGregor. He wrote a book called The Human Side of Enterprise. And see, I'm trying to play stump Neil to see if he knows this management theory. And he talks about theory X and theory Y. So a theory X leader says that people cannot be trusted, that you have to constantly be on top of them to see that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. A theory Y leader says people really want to do the best that they can and are always motivated if you just give them the encouragement and the space. Naomi Rosenblatt, as I love to say, said that being created in the image of an infinite God means that our potential for growth is infinite. I do have an addenda to McGregor's theory. It's what I call the closet X. That the closet X is, I really don't think people are going to do it, but I know a Y attitude will get me better results. So the second idea, though, is that people have this unlimited potential for good. You know, I remember, it must have been 40 years ago now, when I was a counselor at summer camp. And you know, we were walking down the beach from one place to another on the eastern shore of Maryland. And there were some of the older campers that started picking on my younger campers. And you know, remembered one of the kids. And you know, but then when we got back to camp later on, I saw this kid in a different light doing wonderful things to help other kids. And that was the moment I realized that today's behavior problem can be tomorrow's leader. So the image, though, of the High Holidays over and over again is, what did I do wrong? 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 And if you think about it in the context of when the prayers were written and when the Pew team, many of the poems of the what we did wrong came from the Middle Ages. And for them, it just wasn't a matter of an interaction between two people. But sins had cosmic significance, that the first temple and the second temple fell because of the wickedness of the people, and that we were in exile. And throughout the calendar of the Jewish year, there are all of these fast days praying for God to forgive us. The memoir of Gluckel of Hamelin, she was a Jewish businesswoman. She was very wealthy. She lived between 1646 and 1724. But she also talks about some of the difficulties in her life, her marriage to her second husband, some of the tragedies. And when you read this memoir, for her, the tragedies came because she just wasn't faithful enough. You know, we do a short version of the Alchet. If you look in the traditional Maksor to see all of the sins that are listed, I'll just do a few. I'll see if I can do them quickly. Willingly or duress, by hardness of heart, inadvertently, utterance of the lips, immorality, openly or secretly, knowledge or deceit, through speech, by deceiving a fellow man, by improper thoughts, by gathering of lewdness, verbal compassion, coercion, impurity of speech. This is just half of the sins. And they can be a way to pause and to reflect, but I also like to flip it around. When have I honored my parents? When have I spoken words of kindness? When have I gone out of my way to be honest and do the right thing? The tip that, or the check that was in my favor, but I told the waiter or the waitress. So instead of focusing on all of the sins as well, focus on all of the things of goodness that we do. There's an email system, doyou10q.com. And it's an email that you can get with 10 questions. Significant experience that has affected you over the past year. Something you wish you had done differently. A major milestone. An event in the world that has impacted you. A spiritual experience. Describe something you've achieved or you'd like to achieve in the next year. And so the holidays, instead of just a time of looking at the sins, can be a time of reflection and movement towards the future. And I'd like to conclude with a last image for the holidays. It's a tale of Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav. In the Hasidic world, there is Chabad that was on the far right, that was the intellectual. There was Rabbi Nachman, who is on the far left, and who was the creative. At the end of his life, he thought people weren't quite getting it. So he composed all of these tales. So this tale goes like this. There was once a young man who was an artist, and he studied art, and then he went to his parents and said, well, I've learned to draw, I've learned to paint, but if I could learn to sculpt. So the parents sent him to a teacher to learn to sculpt. And then after he had mastered that craft, he came back and said, now if I could just learn to work with metals. The parents sent him and he learned to work with metals. Now if I could just learn to work with fine metals, with gold and silver. And again, parents and lessons. And then if I could learn to work with fine stones. And finally, after all of these years of study, the young man created a masterwork. And there was going to be an exhibition of all of the art, all of the progression, all of the different things that the young man, now a little older, had made. And finally, at the end of the show, there was the unveiling of this masterwork. A curtain was pulled, and a 7-branch Shabbat menorah appeared. And people were just in awe as they looked at it. And they looked, and they saw the menorah. And then over the course of the next hour or so, as there was a reception, people would come up to the parents of the artist, and one would say, you know, it's so beautiful, but I saw this little flaw over here. And there was another came up and said, it was so beautiful, but something up there wasn't quite right. And so it was. And finally, at the end of the evening, the parents and the artist spoke, and the parents said, people loved it, but one saw a flaw and another saw a flaw. And then the artist smiled and said, that is what art, this art, is all about. I took all of the imperfections and I put them together to form a work of beauty. In our lives, we have things beyond our control. We have things we regret. We have things of beauty. We have gifts to bring everyone. And the art of entering a new year is to see all of this together as the work of art of our lives, our menorah, our tapestry of life and love, and to share that blessing with others. We say, Hashivenu Adonai Elohecha, return us, O God, Vinashuva, and we will return. Shabbat Shalom.
Please rise. Page 53.
Alleluia, Shabbat, Ladon, HaKol, La Teke, Du, La Yod, Seher, Breshid, Shallow asanu kiguye haratzot, veloho samanu kamishbechod hadama. Shallow sam chelkenu kahem, vigoralenu kechohamonam. Vanachnu korim, umishtachavim umodim. Lefnei melech, machei hamlachim, oruchu, v'ne'emar, v'haye Adonai, v'melech al-koharet. Om Hahu, Bayom Hahu, Liye Adonai Echad, Ushemo, Ushemo, Ushemo.
Page 58. Find comfort in the meaning of beginning, the miracle of birth, the blessing of creation. Find comfort in the familiar smells, the images and photos, the memory of a voice. Find comfort in the steadfast rituals, the uplifting prayers, the joyous songs. Find comfort in the gift of freedom, the light of knowledge, the laws of Moses. Mourner of Israel, find comfort in the promise of tomorrow, the company of friendship, the coming redemption. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members. Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Gail Marks, mother of Lori Lickstrahl. Elaine Halper, mother of Ronnie Stern. Stephen Gottdiener, cousin of Lyle Jentzer. Dr. Gerald Perlman, cousin of Rona Hitlin Mason. We welcome back to her temple family Carolyn Berkowitz, whose father, Leo Sylvan, died only several days ago. Our hearts are with you. As a community, we bring comfort to the Berkowitz family and honor him at a Shiva Minyan, which will be tomorrow night at their home at 7:00. And Colonel Greg Broker, friend of the Leung family. We remember our beloved members this week, Molly Goldstein, Ann Zussman, Harold Herman, husband of Ann Herman and father of Thomas Herman. Larry Jaffe, husband of Judy Jaffe and father of Lynn Fernandez. And on their yard site anniversaries, we remember Michael Simony, Herman Drasnin, Sheila Godden, Jerry Littman, Ruth Marcus, Craig Silcox, Ira Nathanson, Gail White, Susan Glenberg, Jenno Ellis, William Kessler, Shirley Leung, Adele Potash, Benjamin Rubin, Connor Wilkinson, Emmanuel Klimple, Sarah Gross, Sandy Taggart, Lillian Victor, Jeffrey Verostek, Mary Carr, Florence Dannon, Tobias Levine, Michelle Sears, Stephen Sherman, Fanya Tolman, Buck Burgess, Paul Dickinson, Joan New, Major General Sidney Shocknow, William Tunick, Max Vogel. We honor all of their memories as we, together as a congregation, recite Mourner's Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei rabah, v'alma divarach irutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehei shmei rabah mevarach la'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh, Vita dar vita lev vita lal shame de kucha berichu. Laela min kol berhata vishirata. Tushbachata venechemata. Dami ran bialma viemru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. Vihayim alenu vial kol Yisrael. Viemru amen. O se shalom bim romav. Hu ya se shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru,
we move from our sacred prayer of memory to celebrating the joy that is Shabbat with Kiddush. So just putting them on the spot, we're so thankful to Sue Cohn for bringing us music this evening and music over the High Holy Days. Do you and your husband want to come up and join us if we all sing together or no? We're in this together, but we'll honor you by letting you hold the cup. So Kiddush is on page 61, and we are all singing it together.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Borei peri hagafen, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kodsho, v'ahava uv'ratzon hinchilanu, zikaron lemaaseh bereishit. Ki hu yom techila, lemikra ekodesh, zecher letziat mitzrayim. Ki vanu vacharta, v'yotanu kidashta, bikohamim, v'shabbat kodshecha, Ve'ahava uv'ratzon hinchaltanu Baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha-shabbat. Amen. Ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
On behalf of the TBS Board of Directors, welcome to all. I'll be really brief tonight. To all of those who helped make the service possible, our rabbis, Rob and Rachel, board member ushers, greeters, our Oneg superstars, and our ever-vigilant security watch, thank you. And thank you, a special thank you to Sue Cohn for starting us tonight with musical meditations. It's always a great way to start our Shabbat service. Please be sure to read the weekly emails for updates, and just a reminder that the calendar is back up and running. If you've not heard, the High Holy Days start this weekend. And as is appropriately identified in your service folder, we're doing the chair setup tomorrow. So if you're here, if you can be here at 11 o'clock, that'd be great. Rabbi, do you think a lot of the confirmation students are going to be coming? Do we have a sense?
You never know.
All right. Well, it can go really fast or it can go really slow, depending on how many people show up. And if you need any incentive, I'm told that an anonymous donation has been made. So after the setup is done, we're going to enjoy some pizza together. So, also, you may notice there's an interesting note in the or an interesting poster here in the service folder called B'nai Play. We didn't give this a lot of airtime in the congregation because it's actually underwritten by a grant from Federation, and we launched our first one on the 25th of September. It was a small crowd, but we also invite congregants with children, babies to preschoolers to come too. We'll send out some more information about that. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, an enjoyable holiday weekend, because I'll see you on Sunday. And a good next week. Shabbat shalom.
The closing song is Ein Kelohenu.
May you be blessed with a meaningful time of reflection in the days ahead, leading to a very good, healthy, and sweet 5780. Shabbat shalom and shana tovah.